I'm joined now with Sussex's Mark Robinson. And Mark, obviously a disappointing end to the game against Durham here at Chesler Street.
Yeah, it is. It's always disappointing when you lose, and especially when you lose in that manner, blown away, really.
You came here with a depleted side. There were a couple of players who tried to come in and make an impact. You had young Harry Finch, but ultimately two disappointing innings with the bat.
Yeah, they got too many on the first day. Wicket started damp, did a lot the whole of the first day. They probably got a few too many. Probably 180 would have been about right. We dropped Sturman on 40, which probably curtailed that. And then we were just behind the eight ball the whole game, and you needed a partnership. We couldn't find it. And they were quite relentless. There was probably two teams in different places. One buoyant after a victory, and one expecting to win, and one probably hoping to win. And you need a bit of luck, and all the little things to go your way. But we never had that. And as I say, the scoreline speaks for itself.
What was it with the batting? What was it? Just Durham being dangerous on this pitch? Was it a lack of application? Was it just a perfect storm of things not going right and catches being held?
Well, first thing, there's some loose shots early on, wasn't there? To put you on the back foot, and then second innings, just maybe some straight deliveries, really. But they're at you all the time, and you've got to give them a lot of credit. Sometimes it's too easy to look at your own faults, which you've got to do, obviously, but equally you've got to give the opposition credit, and they were quite relentless at us, and we couldn't withstand it.
Does this performance put any sort of answers in your mind as to questions you had over certain players with their performances today?
Look, it probably shows where certain people are in their careers, probably. That's probably what it does do.
Okay. And obviously Durham go top of the county championship. You've still got to play Yorkshire, but is this maybe the end of the title push, Mark, or will you not give up until it's mathematically impossible?
I haven't looked at the table. We realistically knew we had to win three games. It was always a tough ask with the team we were here, but you know, got a lot of confidence in the talents in the room. We couldn't do in that, so you've got to realign your goals. Is second realistic? Is third realistic? Is fourth? And you go for that win. What I've just said to the team is, and I love winning. I'm passionate about winning, and we try to create a team to win and sustain winning. And I won't let this season die. I'll be all over the players to make sure they don't let this season die as well.